University Galleries in Uptown Normal is currently showing We Are Never, Never Other, now through October 13th. The exhibition brings together for the first time three projects by artist Aram Han Cifuentes, Protest Banner Lending Library, U.S. Citizenship Test Sampler, and Amend. Cifuentes drew on her experiences as an immigrant from South Korea to create her community-based textile projects. The artist confronts social justice issues as she invites people to join her in creating. When gallery director and chief curator Kendra Pates invited Cifuentes to show her works at the galleries, the artist says she knew the time was right for this show.
Well, right now, particularly with the political climate that we're in, so much of the rhetoric and attacks are toward immigrants, and particularly immigrants of color. And so all of these works are coming from that place, right? I'm an immigrant of color. And so working with communities of immigrants to make these works, right? So Amend, for example, is collecting scraps from seamstresses and tailors in Chicago, of which all of them are immigrants, right? Who came to do this job when they had different sorts of careers, and like being teachers and nurses and businesswomen in their countries that they came from, and they left that behind to become seamstresses and tailors here. And so that work talks about the sorts of work that's available to immigrants. And then U.S. Citizenship Test Sampler is so immigrants, non-citizens coming together to sew the citizenship test questions and answers.
Sew them onto little scraps of fabric.
Yeah, onto linen squares. And that is, we are sewing together to learn the test material together. But of course, conversations come about in terms of how ridiculous the tests are. And, you know, having these samplers exhibited and present that way is also kind of showing these sorts of collection of ridiculous questions that are there, right? And so that, you know, is a statement about, you know, how do we prove ourselves? How do immigrants have to prove ourselves once we're here? And Protest Banner Lending Library is more of a response to the current political climate, where we need to make these statements and we need to go out there and protest and fight and talk back to power, which is one of the banners that are out, that's out there, right? To assert ourselves.
Kendra, tell me why you wanted to bring this exhibition into the university galleries.
The first works I experienced were Protest Banner Lending Library, and I thought, who is this woman? I have to find out more about her. And while the banners exist in one way, you know, they're large, they're colorful, they have these big slogans, they're catchy, they're in your face, they do talk about empowerment. Some of her other works are a little bit more subtle and poetic too, and I thought it was a really exciting opportunity to share the work she's doing, the way she works with communities, the variety of really vital, crucial issues that she's addressing in this work, but to kind of bring these different bodies together where they can inform one another. You can see how her own ethics and politics play out across various bodies of work, because at times it's really poetic and subtle, and at times it's really like grabbing you, you know, by the face and saying, look at this, listen to this. But I don't think it's ever enough to just bring work into the community, but thinking about how can people engage with the issues, whether we're meeting with classes, whether we're doing workshops, whether we're putting the artist sort of face to face with students and community members. So throughout the course of the exhibition, there will be a wide variety of opportunities where people can either interact directly with the artist or the people the artist has trained. We'll have materials available where people can make their own protest banners, whether or not Aram is even here with us. So we're really excited about these different ways that maybe we can get people either, one, paying attention to these issues if they're not already, or thinking about a different perspective on them that perhaps they just haven't even begun to wrap their head around, or showing support for people who already know all about this, but this is just another way to think about the materials and the message and the ways that we come together.
Aram, your projects are community-based, and I'd like to know why you decide to do that, and is there sometimes a little danger in that, that things could get out of hand, that they could be sort of taken out of your hands as an artist. How do you feel about that?
I'm naturally an extrovert, so I'm a people person. I do like to be in my studio and make my own work by myself, but a lot of times I want to make with other people, and I want to share how I make with other people. I want people to share how they make with me, and so particularly with the issues that I'm making work around, it's affecting so many people and so much of my communities, right? My family, neighbors. And so it just made sense to make with other people.
While you're working with other people, did you ever find yourself hearing something and then getting hit with inspiration and thinking, well, now I need to go in this direction?
Always. Because there's only so much you can control, or you think you can control, right? When you're working with complex people, having that flexibility and that openness to, you know, not like dictate what things are, but to have kind of a fluid working space is really important for me. And so, yeah, projects change all the time because of that, right? And so, for example, the U.S. citizenship test samplers, initially I only asked people to, participants to just stitch the question and answer and put their name, age, and the year the sampler is completed, responding to traditional samplers. Each of these are on sale for the cost of applying for citizenship. And if sold, the full amount goes to the maker as a gesture.
What's the amount?
Right now it's $725. And so one of the first participants, after they sewed the question and answer, was like, well, this is not going to sell for that amount. Can I decorate it? And so that's how a lot of the decorations on there came about. Another way that that happened, where working with people surprised me or changed the kind of trajectory of the project, changed the project in a different way, was the Protest Banner Lending Library. Initially, I thought that they would just get checked out for protests and marches and political actions, but actually the ways that they get used was really surprising to me, because people like teachers take them for their classrooms, theaters have checked them out for
For theater productions?
Yes, for their productions. Yeah, they get used in really surprising ways.
Is the Dump Trump one in there, the banner that says Dump Trump, the first one that started the whole collection? Or has that been checked out?
No, we have that here. We're right now making decisions whether that will go up or not.
Well, that's my next question. Do you feel comfortable putting something like that up? Kendra, do you feel like some of the viewers might be alienated by some of the messages?
Well, I think it's been an exciting exercise for the two of us to go through these banners together. So we didn't have every single banner to choose from because her work is in demand.
How many do you have?
So there's different libraries in different cities that I've started, but the Chicago one is the biggest one. And I think we have over 400 at the moment.
Which is really exciting. We sat and sorted through them all yesterday and thinking about what are the messages that we need to share, having a balance, thinking about this visual presentation. You know, we have these 16-foot high ceilings, so we're really utilizing that and covering the square footage. We are also sensitive to the fact that we are right in the center of Uptown Normal, and we serve an all ages audience. We have so many programs with K-12 students. So there are a few of the more aggressive ones that we did actually sort of set aside or put into a maybe pile. There is a Trump loves Putin one that we've included.
No, Putin loves Trump.
Or Putin loves Trump, that's right. That's right. So thinking too about finding some of that balance across the different types of ways that people have created their banner. Like, what are the messages? What are their approaches? Thinking visually too, in terms of the shape of the banner, the pattern of them, the way the letters are constructed, trying to show when there is an archive that if you only get to show a snapshot of that, how do you find kind of that balance?
Also, the answer to your question in terms of how we selected some of the banners is like, some of it is so, with what's happening in the world, it's so clear, right?
You're being reactive to what's happening in the headlines.
Yeah, so like, no guns, right? What was it? Sanctuary, not deportation, right? So like, some of these are just, we just clearly have to put them up. These messages have to be out there.
That's artist Aram Han Cifuentes, along with University Gallery's director and chief curator, Kendra Pates. We Are Never, Never Other, runs through October 13th at the galleries in Uptown Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.